Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Now, I am not reintroducing the idea of purgatory. But on the other hand, I do believe the baby was thrown out with the bathwater. With that came a belief, when you die, you're instantaneously and magically made perfect.
The soul of someone who dies immediately goes into eternity. There is no place where you make up for your sins. There is no purgatory. In the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
What's wrong? Are you okay?
My acting. pretty much as good as my impersonations. This is Wretched Radio. Apparently, I didn't get the memo. I've been put out to pasture. There is no need for me here at Wretched Radio. And you're saying, Friel, we've known that secret for years. Have you visited our new website, fortisinstitute.org? That is now the name of the organization, formerly known as Gospel Partners Media. But if you're a business geek, we're still actually behind the scenes. Shh, don't tell anybody. Registered with the government as Gospel Partners Media, but we're known as Fortis Institute. Why? Because we done got bigger. It's as if God put fertilizer on this ministry and kaboom. 8 new voices have been added to our stable, formerly known as Gospel Partners Media, hence Fortis Institute. It almost makes us sound smart. Well, the other guys, they don't need to be made to sound smart. I does. Fortis Institute has 8 individuals now who are producing content constantly. Would you like to listen or watch? Well, put your credit card away and go to Fortis Plus. You can download the app wherever you do your app business, or you can visit fortisplus.org and you can watch all the stuff that we produce for free, which is why I'm not needed anymore. These guys are cranking out some good stuff. All right, Jimmy, so I'm looking at the hot takes for the week because we've got a new hot take every single week. So here's our offerings for today. There's an evangelical survey. So this is John Krotz talking about something that's going on in evangelicalism. You've got Andrew Walker talking about Title IX, and you've got Greg, that would be the Gifford. He's got 2 in here. He's prolific. Hypersexuality and bipolar disorder.
Wow.
That's a lot to cover in one little hot take. Or the FDA is rejecting psychedelics for post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm intrigued by all of these. You got a preference, Jimmy? No. Got to pick something.
Well,
because I'm not needed here. And I'm just going to push the button, sit back, relax, and leave the driving to these guys. What do you want?
I don't know. Pick something.
You are not being helpful in the slightest. Are we going to get into a fight on air? Which is pretty much all we ever do. All right, let's start out with the FDA. Because Greg has, in fact, his book is done. It's now headed off to like the final whatever they do at HarperCollins to get books ready. James is doing a bang-up job on the editing process. It's done. I have the privilege of writing the foreword, which means I actually did some research on psychedelics. Since 2016, for 12 to 24-year-olds, the prescribing of medication for mental/emotional disorders, 63 to 66%. What? It was going up like crazy prior to the pandemic. Don't know if you heard about that, but supposedly we had a pandemic not too long ago, and even it was more like a J curve then, but psychedelics have been prescribed increasingly year after year. And you say, well, that's just the whippersnappers. Hold on. Adults, give or take, depending on which CDC or National Institute of Health survey you choose to read, the number of adults who are currently, as we speak, that take psychotropics to deal with, well, whatever it is that they've been prescribed with, 20 to 25%. Whoa. Have we all lost our minds, or is there something afoot? So Greg's new book tackles that subject, and it is going to be profoundly helpful for you because none of us can escape it. We talked about this before. Jimmy, you said to your doctor once, well, you know, what did you say? I don't quite have the energy I did.
No, I asked the doctor just.
How you feeling?
Yeah. Is there anything else wrong with you? Was it just a checkup? And I said, well, you know, if I could finish stuff at work, I'd be fine. I just start projects and don't finish them before I start another one. Oh, you got adult ADD.
Let me just write that script for you.
Like, what?
You've got adult ADD.
Right.
Just because you can't push something to the finish line.
Yeah.
That's clearly a mental disorder because only people who can sit and focus on one project at a time, they're the norm. The rest of us, and it's probably the vast majority of us, would be given a prescription for ADD. My daughter in third grade sometimes would watch somebody walk down the hall from her desk. Bingo! We got one! She was tagged as having ADHD. None of us escape this business because the mental health complex, it is massive and it has taken over our life. And in the preamble that I wrote for Greg's book, I call it the name game. Why is it that everything that used to be no longer is? Meaning, why is it that somebody used to just be scrupulous? It was called scrupulosity. Today, it's called obsessive compulsive disorder. Why did you used to just be scared of something, but now you have a phobia? It's agoraphobia. It's arachnophobia. Everything is given some sort of scientific-sounding name. We've dug into the Greek and Latin language to change the names. Why? What's going on? Well, you'll have to wait for Dr. Greg Gifford's book called Lies My Therapist Told Me. It'll be out next spring. In the meantime, here's a Gifford hot take. You can find it at Fortis Plus. That's our sound effect.
Hey, guys, I was just reading an article, and it was released by Fox News. The title of it is quite intriguing. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced Friday its rejection of MDMA as a treatment for PTSD.
That's a lot of
initials. Let me explain a little bit of what this means.
Thank
you. MDMA, and this is directly from the article, is also known as ecstasy or Molly. It's a psychedelic drug with effects that are similar to methamphetamine, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. So what's being tinkered with at this point is those struggling with PTSD taking psychedelics. That's the big picture. So you'll be prescribed. And just to be clear, some of the side effects of PTSD, meaning what you do, is anger, irritability, hypervigilance, insomnia, psychomotor agitation. So we're going to give psychedelics to individuals struggling with the symptoms. And that's what we're saying. Okay, why was it rejected? An FDA spokesperson released a statement saying, as discussed at the advisory committee, there are significant limitations to the data contained in the application that prevent the agency from concluding that this drug is safe and effective for the proposed indication. Okay, that is right. That's the right answer. Safety, we want to make sure that the FDA is guarding safety, but safety is not the number one goal. Remember the role of medications. So I want to read to you Ephesians 5. This comes from verse 18. It says, do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Don't be controlled by substances. Be controlled by God's Spirit. As a believer, we don't want to use substances for the sake of mood-altering arrangements. Psychedelics, or we're not pursuing them for the sake of altering the way we think and the way that we feel in our mood. So the med is actually changing your body, not your experience. If you want to say experience, the only thing that's changing is how you're responding at that exact moment, but it's not changing how you're responding to the overall circumstance. It doesn't change your mind. It doesn't change your thoughts. I honestly, at times, I wish it were that easy to just prescribe an ecstasy and say, okay, you're going to have a new mind now, but that's not the way that it works. So your inner person is the source of why you do what you do. So if you're just tinkering with your body, you're not really getting to the root of the issue. I think you need to also be discerning too, because Lykos Therapeutics said this, and it's a very emotionally charged statement. The FDA request for another study is deeply disappointing, not just for all those who dedicated their lives to this pioneering effort, but for the millions of Americans with PTSD. Thank you, Lygos. You guys are so, so careful. You're wanting to ensure everybody's safe. Or are you a private industry that gets paid whenever people who have PTSD use your quote unquote pharmaceutical medication?
Oh, Greg.
I do think that patient rights and dedication by the FDA is the right response. But in the end, you're never going to be able to treat your thoughts. You're never going to be able to treat your emotions with psychedelics and actually get to the root of the issue. So why do we reject that? Because we want to be controlled by God's spirit. We want to be transformed by his word, and we don't want to depend on medications to bring to us what God, through the work of salvation and sanctification in our life, can do.
Oh, am I back on? I forgot that I was needed here. How excellent is that? That is pithy and powerful and potent. I know powerful and potent are the same, but it fooled every Southern Baptist who insists on alliteration. Please check out all of the hot takes, hence rendering me superfluous at Fortis Plus. It is a veritable bevy of godly productions that will help you in your walk. FortisPlus.org. This is Wretched Radio. Preborn Ministries, pro-life ministry, rescuing babies. The war, let me tell you, it's raging out there, and Preborn is right on the front lines providing what is so powerful. Ultrasounds. When a woman sees her baby 80% of the time, it's a no-brainer. That's my child. That's a baby in there, not a blob of tissue. Worldview is getting pumped into everybody through Hollywood, social media, the internet, universities, businesses, and government. If you'd be kind enough to consider supporting Preborn Ministries, that would be groovy. Lives are saved. Women, men, hear the gospel. Please consider supporting this network of clinics that is doing such great work. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
Knowledge is power, but only when applied. Like a story I heard about on the radio the other day. This woman worked a job for a tech company previously, and she stopped working at some point to be a mother. Years later, realized that the stock options they gave her were worth millions. Imagine having a bank account filled with millions of dollars, never using it. Well, that's theology without application. Introducing Integrated with Dr. John Krotz.
We'll help you connect head and heart, turning Bible knowledge into life-changing action.
Thank you, Dr. Krotz. And at Fortis Institute, listen, we're standing strong in a world that's losing its way. Our name means strong in Latin, and that's our promise to you. Visit FortisInstitute.org or download the Fortis Plus app today and start listening to Integrated with Dr. John Krotz. And then join us in standing firm, no matter the cost, because in a world that's falling apart, we're building something strong. FortisInstitute.org. It's FortisInstitute.org.
There are many struggles experienced by our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, specifically those who run the Master's Academy International.
The biggest challenge for men attending TMAI, especially in our context in Ukraine, is the opposition from people in the church who oppose sound doctrine, and therefore men really struggle to transform their ministries in accordance with the Word of God.
The Master's Academy International in Ukraine, fighting a battle on two fronts. You've got Russia, of course, and you have opposition from the church in Ukraine. for biblically trained pastors to preach the gospel. Would you please consider supporting the Masters Academy International? Adopt a seminary, 17 different countries. Might want to turn your attention to Ukraine. To learn more about this amazing legacy ministry, visit wretched.org/pastor, wretched.org/pastor.
Know your church fathers. Theophilus of Antioch lived a pagan lifestyle until he was converted by reading the scriptures. His most notable work, Apology, was written to an unbelieving friend to show that the scriptures were self-authenticating and argued that the antiquity, clarity, and consistency of the scriptures prove their divine origin. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Fortis Institute. It's like the crack. Might want to work on that slogan, yeah, that's for sure. I am just plain hooked. This is Wretched Radio. Did you hear that Dr. Greg Gifford hot take? Pithy and so helpful, reminding us there's a distinction between the mind and the brain. You ain't your brain. No matter how hard they try to say that we can tinker with your brain via psychotropics, the reality is they can alter chemicals in your brain, but that's not going to fix you. You're not your brain. You are your mind. You are your inner person. You are your heart, as the Bible uses the term. And it is only the Spirit of God working with the Word, presented in all its varied forms, whether it's preaching and teaching, whether it is through the sacraments, because that is visual, tactile preaching of the Word. That's what you need for what ails you. And Dr. Greg Gifford was interacting with the attempt to prescribe mollies. Now, I don't even know what those, all I know is that was like a Vietnam term. They took mollies, is what I recall. Jimmy, you used to be a drug addict.
No, I did not.
I guess I shouldn't be reading the internet about you. Should I? Did I tell you I'm no longer worth nearly as much as I was once worth?
What happened?
I don't know.
Did you spend some of it?
Well, apparently about $14 million of it. Because I used to be worth $16 million. Now I think I'm only worth $2
million. The stock market.
I wish we could believe everything on the internet. I would suddenly have a lot more money. The point is, Jimmy, although he was not a drug addict, you've heard the term mollies.
Right.
I just knew with the... That is medication. It's not medication. We used to just call it a drug. Some people saying that is what people with PTSD need. I don't know if you know the history of PTSD, but when a soldier returned from the Civil War and they were heavy laden, they perhaps were having nightmares, was what we would call psycho agitation. They were on alert, kind of jumpy. They had soldier's heart. Their heart, they've something had changed in their heart, and it was heavy for them. World War II changed that to being shell-shocked if you would return from war with terrors. Now we call it post-traumatic stress disorder. This is the never-ending effort of the mental health industrial complex to change names to scientific labels, because it makes sense then if we have identified something scientifically, then there must be some sort of medicinal cure. And whilst we would not discredit each and every psychotropic medication, as a rule, and I mean the overwhelming majority rule, all they do is tinker with the chemicals in your brain, but they aren't going to heal your heart. They aren't going to remove the shock. They aren't going to change the disorder, which, by the way, as Greg Gifford rightly argues, you do not have post-traumatic stress disorder. You can have stress. It ain't a disorder. What you went through was hard, and it sometimes violated your psyche. It sometimes caused a moral conundrum that potentially you were ordered to override. That is heavy stuff. And it's not disordered to feel that. And so it is, Greg Gifford, his new book, it'll be coming out next spring. I think it's going to be a game changer. I think it's going to challenge the mental health industry. I think it's going to help so many Christians get it sorted. And he also has another hot take. Isn't he teaching at Mass? Isn't he supposed to be doing something there besides making hot takes for us?
I think so.
He just cranks them. By the way, Masters University, they have scholarships. If you've been thinking, hey, the Masters U, it sounds kind of groovy, but go to Masters U and check out their scholarship plans because they do have them. Just visit masters.edu/wretched with a W, and you can discover not only all of the programs that they provide, how their rate. What was the thing that I read in the Washington? Was it the Wall Street Journal? Well, one of them out on the East Coast. They label the wait, I think I've got it. Hold on. I got it right here. Hold on. A number one in character development. This is the Masters U. It's the Wall Street Journal. Number six for career preparation in national rankings. National. In regional rankings, number one in career prep. You know who's in their territory? All the USC, UCL, all of those schools. Masters.edu/wretched. Check out their scholarships. And your son or daughter, or you, if you end up going to Masters U, don't forget they've got online, they've got biblical counseling, undergrad, graduate, and doctoral programs. You might just have Dr. Greg Gifford as your professor if he shows up because he's doing hot takes for us.
I just finished another article that was a bit tough to read. If you're not familiar with hypersexuality and bipolar, there is an article by Very Well Health that is arguing that hypersexuality is actually connected to having bipolar. Let me read you a couple of excerpts about what the article is actually claiming. Anyone can be hypersexual, but people with bipolar are prone to bouts of hypersexuality. People with this disorder have unusual and extreme shifts in their mood and energy, and hypersexuality can be a warning sign that they are having a manic episode. Don't you appreciate all the murky clinical terminology of manic episode and hypersexuality and bipolar disorder? Just chalked full of therapeutic assumptions. So what is hypersexuality? You ready for it?
I can't wait.
It is an extreme focus on sex, sexual thoughts, or sexual activity. So if the article is arguing, if you have bipolar, here's what it will look like regarding I'm going to call it sinful sexual behavior, but they're saying hypersexuality. What does bipolar hypersexuality feel like? The author goes on to say, taking risks, feeling regret or shame, continuing unwanted behaviors, changes with manic and depressive episodes. So hypersexuality, bipolar, Very Well Health is arguing that they're connected. And if you have bipolar disorder, then you're going to be prone towards hypersexuality. Last but not least, this is classic. This is what secular therapeutic does. You ready for the solution? How is hypersexuality treated?
Medication.
Cured, maybe. You ready for the suggestion? Therapy and medication. Oh, what a shocker. Cognitive behavioral therapy, medication. So biblically, let's critique this and think it through. First of all, hypersexuality is not a mental illness. There is no categorization of it as a mental illness. Sexual addiction has been rejected even by unbelievers from being in the DSM-5. There is no truly biological problem here. Remember, if the mind and the brain are different, and you start to use hypersexuality as a term, you're conflating them and you're using secular therapeutic terminology. So it's a highly controversial statement. Even unbelievers don't like to say sexual addiction because then you can exonerate all the bad guys that take advantage of all these people and then That's they flop right. and say, oh, no. Like I'm an addict. I'm a victim. I didn't choose this. It's in my body. So make sure that you're critiquing that terminology right off the bat. Hypersexuality is not a medical condition and it is not a so-called mental illness. Secondarily, Matthew 5:28. You ready for it? But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Where does sexual immorality come from? That's what hypersexuality is, by the way. It's sexual immorality. Where does it come from? It actually comes from a person's heart. It doesn't mean, according to this text, that only men can do that. Men and women are capable of being sexually immoral. But where does it start? Not the body, not the brain, not in a so-called mental illness, but it starts in your heart. That's why the focus needs to be on the heart for the level of change. What do you need? Repentance, metanoia, change of mind about your sin. And it is sin. You need the gospel to transform you, the work of the Holy Spirit to renew you and make you alive again. John 3, to be born again. And lastly, if you're talking about bipolar disorder and hypersexuality, hypersexuality is a sin to repent of. In Matthew 5, you take your sins seriously. You're willing to pluck out your right eye or chop off your right hand if it causes you to sin. Take extreme measures to address your sin. Guys, be discerning. Don't give in to the secular therapeutic terminology. Don't give in to it. It's a mess. And its best recommendations are going to be therapy and medication. Look to the Bible to frame these issues, and the Bible may call it a sin, but that brings hope of forgiveness that comes through the work of Christ.
And there comes power, because when God saves you, he also empowers you to overcome sin. Want more hot takes? Simply visit FortisPlus.org or get the Fortis Plus app. Download it. All this stuff is free, and don't forget to tune in. Greg Gifford's Transform Podcast. It is the bomb diggity. That's in the DSM-7. It's coming up. This is Wretched Radio.